It's time to say a very good morning to Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this Monday morning between Christmas and New Year.
Yes, Merry Christmas and New Year to you and your family and, of course, all our listeners as well. Hope they're going to have a great New Year later in the week. Nearly there. Hard to believe 2025 is nearly gone.
Indeed.
Into 2026. Everybody will make that mistake, writing the date as 2025 instead of 2026. But anyway. Yeah, our chat today is a very interesting one. You know, it's one that I picked up. I saw a client that was battling with his staff members over conflict and respect, and picked it up on a board that they did. They had a chat, and I thought it was really, really good. And when I did a little bit of research into, you know, conflict and respect, it's a very interesting little subject. It's maybe, you know, from a legal point of view, it's two aspects that really, really need to be safeguarded, in the sense that you need to, like we always say, think before you ink, think before you let it come out of your mouth, you know. You know, conflict starts, brews a little bit. They say it's like a pimple that forms, it's hard, and then when it gets soft, it just bursts. And ugly way of putting it, but that's what it's all about. When you let it go, you let it go, and you don't realize that you can't, you know, take anything back. So, you know, the five C's, as they call it, you get the dreaded D's, and you get what they call the five C's of conflict. And I've always been told that they five clear steps that you always need to make sure that you have. And the first one is clear communication to express concerns. Make sure that you are clear and that you are not making stories or anything like that, and what you are expressing is correct. You also need the calmness to avoid escalation. You know, that there, make sure that you're calm. Don't shoot from the hip when you're not certain, causing a conflict and problems at a later stage. And then, of course, the calmness to avoid escalation. You don't want to escalate something into something very big that can't then be sorted later. So think before you do anything like that. And then clarification to understand all perspectives is very important as well. You know, you need to understand what is being said, what the conflict is about. Is it there? Does it really exist? And, of course, then collaboration to find common ground. When there's a conflict, you need to make sure, have a look at both sides. Don't only believe, you know, only one side. My dad always told me in law that it's like a circle. When it goes down, it's your version. When it comes up, it's the other side's version, and it can hit you right off the top if you're not careful. So be careful. That circle turns. And then, of course, the last C is the compromise to reach a solution if there is indeed a problem out there and a conflict that has taken place. So, like we say, to resolve conflict, stay calm, communicate openly with statements, listen to what is said, identify the root cause, and you know, come up with solutions, focus on the common ground where it can be sorted, you know, schedule follow-ups, always aim at mutually understanding rather than that continuous, you know, batter that people have where they continuously hurt other people or, you know, respond with silly statements and things like that. So you've got to be careful and cautious all the time when you're in a situation like that. It's very important. So when you come along, you know, that's the conflict side of it. Let's now look at the word respect. To me, conflict can be avoided if indeed you have respect for each other. And if you carry out what respect is all about. So, you know, the three portions or the three little different sides of respect is saying, doing, and thinking. That's unfortunately where trouble comes in, where the conflict comes in. People say things that they shouldn't say. People do things that they shouldn't do. People think things that they shouldn't be thinking because it's not factual or they're not certain of it. Okay? So, you know, it's that old statement. I think it's something like, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. You know, that's the old saying that comes with respect. That's the main line of respect. do unto others as you want others to do unto you. You know, don't hurt people unnecessarily. Don't cause friction unnecessarily. So when you say something, if you really think about it, you need to be polite. You need to be respectful. You know, in certain instances, you need to be professional. You need to be truthful, you know. You need to say to people, I understand your point, but I can't explain why I think your point is not correct and why the facts should be as such, you know. Don't rush in and when you say something, interrupt people, allow them to say. If you feel that they're going on about something that's not necessary, be polite. Say, excuse me, but I can't, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think that we need to stop because the statements that you're making are maybe incorrect from this point of view. But normally give the person a chance to say what they want to say and to express themselves. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, you also need to be nice to people when there's something that's boiling or when you get cross. Just stop for a while and say, can I help you? What is the problem? Listen, you know. Before going off and attacking people to say, what are you doing here? You know, don't cause problems that are necessary. And then, of course, you know, the doing part of it as well. If you're the person that has got to deliver something or do something, make sure that you deliver on time. Make sure that you deliver correctly. You know, also make sure that it's correct, that you give good service. You know, if you've got a product that you're delivering, make sure that the product is intact. Make sure it's delivered to the right person and that type of thing. You know, you need to make sure that you've got it correct. You need to make sure there's good service. You need to make sure there's good communication. And a progress report is so important. You know, whether you're an attorney delivering a service, keep your client updated. Tell them what's happening. You know, if you've got a product that you're delivering or that you sold to someone, keep them updated with it. If you are out of stock and you're waiting for stock to arrive, make sure that you tell them. If you're in a restaurant, which is so important, you know, if there's a delay with the food, the kitchen's full or something like that, tell the customer that. Make the customer happy. You know, I've been to restaurants where there's been a delay because the restaurant is full. And then you'll get a little focaccia bread or something delivered to say, we've got a slight delay in the kitchen. Here's a little snack to keep you going. You know, those little things you remember, you go back to restaurants like that where they are decent to you. But where they just leave you, you order food and 25 minutes later, you're still waiting for something to be delivered. You know, people say, oh, I'm not going back there. That's a useless restaurant that, you know, if you go in there, the kitchen can't handle the orders that they've got. They've taken too many orders. You know, I always watch on the TV and they have those restaurants where they mock them like hell. You know, with the I think it's called Restaurant Impossible, where he goes in and he says, you know, service is of the utmost importance. Don't take on something that you cannot handle. So, you know, and the respect between parties when you're doing something, you know, don't just, if the person, you get, unfortunately, in this world that we live in, people get angry, you know. I saw the other day something was supposed to be delivered at, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, and they arrived at 2 o'clock. Well, did they go off at the person, you know? You're lucky that I'm here and all sorts of things. But, you know, just be polite. You know, but as the person delivering, you should have said, I'm very sorry, but I got lost or I couldn't find you or we had to wait for stock. And like I say, just deliver on your promises. Make sure that you're able to deliver on your promises. Make sure that you're able to deliver. If you can't do it, let the people know. Yeah. Communication is good communication vital. And a progress report is so important, you know, be it in business, between professional people, be it at a store, be it in a restaurant, be it wherever, you know, don't not deliver. That's always a problem. And of course, that gets you right back to being on time. You know, leave your troubles behind and make sure that you're on time. If you're not on time, say to the person, you know, delivery delayed, or I can't get to you now, or something like that. I know people always say going to a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer, you're going to sit and wait. You know, you need to understand, but you also need staff. I mean, I always say to my staff, if I'm held up with a consultation, please just tell the person I am there. My present consultation is taking a little bit longer, satisfy the person, offer them a cup of coffee or tea or something like that. Ask them, you know, if they're able to wait and that type of thing. You know, often you get caught up, you get something where somebody wants to come and see you, you put aside a half an hour, and unfortunately it takes an hour, hour and a half, because it's a lot, you know, more detail than what you thought it was going to be. You know, it's impossible for us as lawyers and doctors to say how long we're going to be. You know, somebody might come in with a pain in the chest and the doctor starts examining and finds more and more and more wrong and has to send you for x-rays internally or do some blood tests on you and things like that, and it takes a little bit longer. You need to understand, you need to be patient. You know, don't attack, don't leave. So often people, you know, I often get people that walk in there and we explain to them, I'm running a little bit late and, oh, you know, I've taken time off work. Yeah, you know, we can then make alternative arrangements where you open your mouth and tell what the problem is. I've only got half an hour of work or something like that. But, you know, you need to deliver. You need to try and be on time as best as you can. And then, of course, the worst part with respect is thinking. You know, people think irrationally. You know, be broad-minded. Don't wear blinkers. You know, I always say, I hardly ever put blinkers on. I always play devil's advocate. People hate me because I listen and then I question. And I say to them, I'm playing devil's advocate with you. I want to know what's happening. I don't just want to hear your side of the story. I'm not going to just believe your side of the story. You know, I try to see what's coming from the other side. Try to resolve the conflict by listening to the story, by testing people to see if there's not something on the other side that's caused the problem or the conflict and that type of thing. So, you know, try and see your client's point of view if you're a professional person or if you're trying to resolve something when you're thinking. But also, you know, make sure that you're trying to understand what the other side has done or where the other side is coming from. You know, put yourself into the shoes of the person that's telling you what is happening and try and see if you can think from the other side. Maybe this happened. Maybe that happened. You know, maybe it's just the fact that I've been in law too long that I think that way. But I do believe I've resolved a lot of conflicts and problems that have arisen and resolved a lot of marriages, resolved a lot of divorces. You know, through seeing both sides and sort of mediating, you know, to me, mediation is so important when there's a conflict. You know, respect for each other when you do that mediation. You know, don't just shut off and say, not listening to your side of the story, not interested in your side of the story. So many people do that, and I just laugh. You know, people come in and tell me something, and I say, but what about this? And they say, I'm not interested in that. I've come to you because you're going to fight for me, and that's all that's going to happen. No, you need to think correctly. You need to have a look at the broader picture. You know, you need to see what the client needs and provide them with the service that they need by sorting the problem, making them to understand. Sometimes they don't like to hear from you what you put across to them because they just think everything's going to go their way. I mean, you know, so often people come in where husbands or wives have cheated on the other partner, and they just want out, you know. That's it. He must walk out with his underpants, or she must leave home and go live with the new boyfriend, and that's the end of the story. And I always say, stop. You know, look in the mirror. What caused it? Did you participate in it? You know, did you maybe not show the care and love that you should be showing? You know, why is there unhappiness? Why has the person gone somewhere? You know, why is the person led himself into temptation, which is wrong, maybe, you know. It happens. You know, a lot of people get so used to each other, they live like brother and sister instead of like husband and wife. The important part of the family relationship gets lost. I mean, you know, I know of a lot of people that sleep in different rooms. They don't do things together. And I always say when I come across them, you know, they'll go to a family reunion or a function or a school function or something like that. And people will say, oh, that's Jack and Jill, and they live in separate rooms, you know, but they live under the same roof. You know, people talk about them because it's like, you know, it comes out, unfortunately. You know, people look for little things like that.
Right.
And, you know, your thinking, you must plan and prepare correctly when you're thinking out aloud. make sure that you're not hurting somebody. Make sure that if you know that people are living in different rooms and that you find out why, it might be because the man snores or the woman snores they can't sleep peacefully together. So, you come home and the kids have slept out there and they say, Uncle Jim, he doesn't sleep in the same room as Auntie Jill. They got separate rooms. But the child doesn't know that he only sleeps there because of the fact that he snores and they can't bear each other, but they're as happy as Larry are married. That happens. So often happens. I mean, I know with Colleen and myself, for years I was a bad snorer. I was woken in the middle of the night and told to go to the other room until I, went and discovered that I have sleep apnea, and that sorted me out, and, we got rid of that. But you've got to make sure, so that you know what you're doing. So, that's basically the chat today, Wayne. It's an interesting chat. It has to do with respect and conflict and they two very, very serious ingredients that you put into a pot and that need to be sorted.
Right.
If you respect each other, you won't have conflict. But if you're disrespectful and if you cause conflict, you just stir in the pot that's going to boil over and all that.
You see it at so many different levels these days in so many different places. But, I think the key word there is respect. And I think that is almost, if I can simplify it and say, it's the glue that holds the whole process together. Because without that, I would guess that no matter how much conflict resolution work one goes and does, if there's no respect, you're not going to succeed in anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And one last question, Peter, as we wrap it up, and also our last chat for this year, believe it or not. But if somebody wants to reach you, maybe they do have a legal issue that they need to have dealt with during this season, how can they get in touch with Alums?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road, closed at the moment till Monday for the Christmas break. But if they want to contact us, they'll get me on my cell, 083-282-1230. And in the week, I'll get us at 6 Sansom Road, the little side street where Pep Stores is in Deborah Avenue. Easy to get a hold of us there. And that's it. Yeah, and they can also find us on Facebook. You put an S onto our surname, Alums. You'll find us there. So that's nice and easy to get a hold of as well. They can always find us on your website as well, or
details are there.
On there as well.
And this chat will be on our website later on today as well. Peter, thank you very, very much. From everybody at Wild Coast Radio, and to everybody at Alums, have a good, safe new year, and looking forward to chatting again in 2026, believe it or not.
The next time we chat, it'll be 2026.
Great. Yeah. Well, have a good, safe new year.
You too.
Thanks, Peter. Cheerio then. That